from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Dubusky, tech reporter, joining us. We have new iPhones, and so we're bringing in Mike Dubusky to talk about it. Mike, we got kind of, I guess, what we expected yesterday out of Apple.
Yeah, the big takeaway, at least from a hardware perspective, guys, is that these are iPhones. This is the iPhone 16 range. There's four models in total, two base phones and two pro-level phones. And, you know, if you're familiar with iPhones, these are going to feel very familiar to you. There is a little bit of hardware news in the sense that they all now come with a special button dedicated to the camera, so you can take out your phone and quickly snap a picture without having to unlock your phone and open the app and do all this other stuff. And that's kind of it, really, at least from a hardware perspective. Apple really spent a lot of yesterday talking about the software. That was kind of the argument that they made for trading up to these new iPhone 16s. In their words, these are the first iPhones that are built from the ground up to support generative artificial intelligence. Their branding for that is Apple Intelligence, AI. And they say with AI, you can do a whole host of different things. You can use it to help you draft emails. It will summarize your notifications. There's a new app coming called Image Playground that will let you generate images. You can even generate emojis using artificial intelligence. But, and this is a crucial sort of thorn in Apple's side, all that AI stuff is not going to be available at launch. These new phones go on sale on September 20th, and none of the Apple Intelligence features that they talked about yesterday will be available. We expect them to come in a software update, possibly in October, but some of the bigger name items aren't going to come until next year.
Oh, so you have to wait for that. All right, well, I can't be alone. How about a phone without AI?
Well, if you have an old iPhone, and this happens every year, people kind of, you know, stick around with their old phone, don't trade up, but they do get the new software update. Because AI is so power hungry, if you have an older iPhone, with the exception of the current pro level iPhone 15 Pro, then you're not going to be able to get you will get the software update, but you won't get the AI technology because the processors, they say, just aren't strong enough to support it. So it is possible to buy a non-AI phone, but yeah, it's becoming increasingly more popular. We've seen Google and Samsung debut, you know, sort of AI enhanced, in their words, phones in the last year or so. This is the argument they are making for trading up. We've seen smartphone sales globally sort of start to slow down, in part because these things are getting kind of expensive. There is a, you know, impetus on the manufacturer's part to make an argument for trading up and getting people excited about smartphones again. They think generative AI is a way to do that.
Yeah, I'm wondering so trading up, people are doing it less. How far back do you have to go to look at a phone, an iPhone, and say, you know what, it might be worth trading up? Maybe even not to the 16, but to the 15 or whatever. I'm assuming 15 comes before 16. It's been a while since I've been to pre-K. But how far back do you have to go where you're looking at, all right, the jump has been made enough where you can drop that $1,000?
Yeah, it's a good question. And if you look at sort of the sales numbers, normally when we see people trade up to new iPhones, it's when there's a major design change, right? If we go from the 11 to the 12, the iPhone 11 to the iPhone 12, that was actually a pretty substantial change in aesthetic and look. It changed the way the iPhone looked. It had these sort of sharper edges to it. And that was a design language that trickled over to products like the iPad and some other things in Apple's lineup. We did see that, you know, reflect in sales. People wanted to look like they had the new thing, so they traded up. But since the iPhone 12, these phones have looked largely the same. The cameras on the back have been sort of, you know, made bigger and changed their orientation. That is the case this year. But for the most part, these are iPhones and they look like iPhones. So I don't think that, you know, at least from a design perspective, people are going to bump up purely for aesthetic reasons. Will they bump up for the AI reasons? I think that's also kind of an open question.
I'm just curious, what is the lowest number iPhone that is still supported by Apple?
That is a good question. I believe it is the iPhone 7 or 8. Off the top of my head, you know, don't quote me on that. But I think you can go back pretty far, and they can still, you know, support, you know, with relatively modern updates. However, again, you start to run into like processor issues after a certain point because the new systems, the new operating systems, are more power intensive and built for kind of more modern processors. Interestingly enough, Apple does sell a phone called the SE, the iPhone SE. That's their entry level model. That is sort of the body of the hardware of an older iPhone, but with the chip of a modern iPhone. And that's kind of something that they think can split the difference there if you are looking to trade up, but you don't really, you know, need the latest and greatest stuff and you want to save a couple $100.
Ooh, I'm nearing the cliff. I've got a 10. What's in your pocket?
So I am recently an iPhone convert. My Google Pixel Android phone smashed, unfortunately, you know, RIP. And I went into an AT&T store and I was like, I would like a phone, preferably within the next hour, that works and connects to the internet. And they gave me this. And I have an iPhone 15 Plus. So I have the base model current phone, but the slightly larger model.
It's a tough situation to be in when you're a tech reporter. Your phone just smashes and you walk into a phone store.
Oh,
they
kind
of got you there.
I was doing one of these and I was like, oh no. it was tough. I wasn't on with you guys, but yeah, no, it was in the middle of a call. I was like, oh no.
But the learning curve from one to the other is big, right?
So in some ways, yes. And Apple does, you know, make a lot of hay about their, you know, ability to, you know, pull the iPhone out of the box and it just works, right? People are familiar with it and you know, you can turn it on and kind of understand how things come together. And my first smartphone, you know, forever ago was an iPhone. So I'm not totally new to the operating system. But I will say, you know, I might be in a slightly different position because I kind of think about this stuff and I cover it obviously for work. But you know, it wasn't, I wasn't blown away by how difficult it was to make the switch, at least from a like learning something new perspective. I mean, maybe took an hour, maybe took, you know, some time just sitting down and kind of like, you know, making sure my apps are in the right place and making sure, you know, this app transfers over here and this data transfers over here. But yeah, I mean, I would not, you know, be as intimidated as maybe some have indicated about making the switch from one experience to another. But again, we don't see people do that very often. People have kind of like already, you know, set up camp in the Android space or in the iPhone space, and it's really hard, as these companies have found, to get people to make the switch.
Yeah, we picked a side, and now we're sticking with it. All right, so, Mike, thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Noresides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.